Good evening. Let's come to order, please, and go on the record. I am Commissioner Brian Beatty, and with me this evening are Commissioners Snola D. Brown Bland, James G. Patterson, Jerry C. Dockham, and Lyons Gray. The Commission now calls for hearing for the purpose of taking non-expert public witness testimony, docket number W-354, sub 356, in the matter of application by Carolina Water Service Incorporated of North Carolina for authority to increase rates for water and sewer utility service in all service areas in North Carolina. On March 31, 2017, Carolina Water Service filed an application with the Commission seeking authority to increase its rates for providing water and sewer utility service in all of its service areas in North Carolina. On April 26, 2017, the Commission issued its order establishing general rate case pursuant to GS-62-137 and suspending the proposed new rates for up to 270 days pursuant to GS-62-134. Participation in this docket by the public staff North Carolina Utilities Commission is made and recognized pursuant to GS-62-15D and Commission Rule R1-19E. On May 23, 2017, Corolla Light Community Association Incorporated filed a petition to intervene in this matter, which was granted by a commission order issued June 16, 2017. On July 13, 2017, the Board of Directors of Bradfield Farms Homeowners Association, represented by William R. Collier, filed a petition to intervene in this matter. On June 2, 2017, the Commission issued its order scheduling hearings and requiring customer notice, which, among other things, scheduled the application for evidentiary hearing September 20, 2017, and scheduled this public hearing for public witness testimony for this date at this time and in this place. On July 21, 2017, Carolina Water filed its notice regarding its semiannual water system and sewer system improvement surcharge application. In its filing, the company states that it does not intend to file an application for a semiannual adjustment of the company's commission-authorized WSSIC surcharge mechanism on August 1, 2017, where such rider would become effective October 1, 2017. Numerous consumer statements of position have been filed in this docket. Pursuant to GS-138A-15E, I remind members of the Commission of our duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire at this time whether any commissioner has a known conflict of interest with respect to this docket. Let the record reflect that no such conflicts were identified. And I can now call upon the parties to announce their appearances for the record, beginning with the applicant utility.
My name is Robert Benning. I'm a lawyer in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here tonight representing Carolina Water Service Incorporated in North Carolina. And with me, if I could, I'd like to introduce some of the people that are here representing the company. This is Matthew Klein. He is the president for North Carolina and Tennessee for Carolina Water Service Incorporated. We have Bryce Mendenhall, who is the vice president of operations. Bryce, can you stand up? Tony Consul, Regional Manager for Carolina Water Service, Mark Haver, Area Manager, and Jack Jones, Area Manager. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bennett.
Good evening, I'm Gina Holt with the public staff on behalf of the user and consumer public, and with me at the council table is public staff water engineer Lindsay Cronk.
Good evening. Are there any preliminary matters?
We would like to make a brief opening statement if possible.
All right, in just a moment, Mr. Bennett. Ms. Holt, would you also like to make an opening statement?
Yes.
All right. Ms. Holt, have you identified any witnesses this evening?
Yes, we have.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, just to explain the procedure that we follow just for a moment, the commission acts in these proceedings much like a court. That means that our witnesses must be sworn. They'll be called by Ms. Holt in a few minutes. Now, I'll ask you to come forward to the witness stand here. There's a Bible there, and in order for your testimony to be admitted into evidence, you must be sworn or affirm, and I'll administer the oath as before you're seated. We have a court reporter here. She is recording and transcribing everything that is said during the proceedings. That transcript will be available on the commission's website probably within the next 10 to 14 days. So you'll see not only this public hearing, but other public hearings that have been held, and the evidentiary hearing will also be held in Raleigh on September 20th. Those proceedings will also be transcribed. We ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the issues that are raised in this docket. We ask, of course, that you remain silent while the witnesses are speaking so that they can be heard and the court reporter can get an accurate transcript. I'm not going to limit at this time the number of minutes that each person can speak, because it doesn't appear we have many witnesses. But I ask you, please, not to ramble on and not to repeat perhaps testimony that's already been given, other than to say perhaps that you agree with that testimony. With that being said, I'll call on Mr. Bennett for his opening statement.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. I'll be very brief. I just want to make clear and state for the record to the commission, the public staff, and the customers that Carolina Water Service takes its obligations as a public utility providing water and sewer utility service in North Carolina very seriously. We understand the purpose of this hearing tonight is to hear from customers, and the company wants to assure customers that it will listen very carefully to your testimony and will give it careful consideration. That said, we also want to make it clear and state for the record that representatives of the company will be available to talk with customers and answer questions at the conclusion of the hearing. Thank you.
I just like to briefly say to our customers that now Gina Holt, I work with the public staff, a separate entity, part of my law, represent you, the consumers. Thank you for coming out tonight. I'm a part of the team of one other attorney, engineers, accountants, and economists that audit this rate case quite extensively, and we follow up with thank you number of bad requests on what they filed, and we'll also be filing our recommendations later on in the case for the commission's consideration. And some of our comments will also include customer testimony. So thank you for coming in.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Holt. You may call your first witness.
Do we need to call it? Sorry.
Please place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly sincerely swear the testimony you present to the commission this matter be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Please be seated.
I'm sorry?
Please state your name and address for the record.
It's William R. Collier, C-O-L-Y-E-R. I live at 7214 Maitland, M-A-I-T-L-A-N-D, Lane, in Charlotte, 28215. And yes, a resident of Bradfield Farms.
Ms. Holt, if I could, just for a moment, just to clarify for the record, Mr. Collier, you filed a letter, which I mentioned during my opening statement. Is it your intent this time to become a party or to testify solely as a public witness and not be a party in this matter? And the reason I ask is if this hearing is for non-parties.
Yeah, I'm testifying as a resident.
All right.
As a bill payer.
And do not intend to intervene as a party?
Not at this time.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Please proceed, Mr. Carver.
Well, number one, good evening, and special thanks to the commissioners and the public staff. And again, my name is Bill Collier. I'm a resident of Bradfield Farms, and I'm one of 967 customers. Oh, yes, we got two swimming pools and a clubhouse, so they use a bit of water. And I definitely want to thank these folks for the opportunity to appear. And I guess particularly to the public staff, I have to say, wow, thank you. 250 plus pages And some of the print is so small that you almost need a magnifying glass to look at it. And I know you folks have gone through this, studied it, looked at it, and your recommendations will obviously be made on your understanding of these documents. And I'll state that this is far above my pay grade to even begin to understand about 97% of what I have here. What I do understand is that there's a request for a 68.4 water rate increase and a 61.26 sewer rate increase. And if my number calculations are right, that comes out to about 63.81%. And yep, that sure gets my attention because I believe it is just a bit more than excessive. That means that the average water bill in water and sewer bill in Bradfield Farms would jump about $27.50 plus or minus every month, over $330 a year. Wow. I understand it's part of a merger increase. But I wish to just bring out that Bradfield Farms is built out. Our water wells are more than capable of supplying all the water that our community needs. Our sewer treatment plant is far more than adequate. And yes, we had a rate increase of what, 14%+ back in 2014. This rate increase, if approved, would provide a 43% gross revenue increase for water and a 30% gross revenue increase for sewer. I think we're being asked to pay more than our fair share. Bottom line, we're just asking that the public staff, the commission, consider this rate increase and take the appropriate action. One comment, I will mention that the folks from Utilities Inc., and see one or two back there that I'm pretty familiar with, have continued to provide an excellent level of service to Bradfield Farms. So the quality of service, the level of service, they're in my speed dial, and if there's a problem, they are quick to respond, and we do appreciate that. I thank you for listening to my concerns.
Thank you, Mr. Collier. Any questions for Mr. Collier?
Not from the company.
I have no questions.
Questions by the commission. Thank you very much, Mr. Collier. Appreciate you coming out tonight.
Mr. Damian Vernon?
Do you solemnly and sincerely swear the testimony you give to the commission this matter with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Yes, my name is Damian Michael Werner, last name spelled W-E-R-N-E-R. My address is 11325 Clayford Ridge, C-L-A-Y-F-O-R-D, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28215. I live in Bradfield Farms subdivision.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Okay. I'll be brief, ladies and gentlemen of the commission. I appreciate you being here tonight to help us with this, and public staff, this is excellent, and they've helped me. This is my first time appearing at one of these events, but 63% is something that wakes you up. I can understand that there are cost increases and so forth and the cost of doing business, but as a single individual, it's particularly harmful for me. I live alone. I use about 2,000 gallons of water per month, minuscule compared to my neighbors and some other people. I'm sure that pay a lot more. But to go from $40 to almost $70 per month, living alone, that's an expensive thing. And if Duke Energy were to come out and say, hey, we're going to raise everybody rates 63%, this would be national news. People would be up in arms. And I believe it's important that the commission consider that, even though we are a small subdivision, and this may not be a large scale issue compared to the city of Charlotte, that 63% is big to us. And over 1,000 people in my subdivision, not to mention the other subdivisions mentioned with lesser increases. And I also question the increases being different rates for the different subdivisions, being that, as Bill mentioned, we've already been built out, our neighborhood is established, and our system is good. Why are some neighborhoods being asked for a 25% when we're asked for 68 and 63? So that's really all I have to say. It's just, to me, it's very outrageous, like I said, and I think that a rate of this increase for a large number of people would be something that would be very attention-getting. And thank you for your time, and I appreciate the...
Questions for Mr. Warner? Mr. Warner, if you please, let's hold that question.
Have you had any service problems?
I have not, but I know that we have had some issues lately with sewage backing up and so forth. Those were not affected in my house, but I've heard about it throughout the neighborhood. But no, my services has been good. And I do, like I said, I mean, my interactions with the company have been okay, but I just can't see the justification for that kind of an increase.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions by commissioners? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming out tonight.
Mr. Isaac Cochran.
You solemnly sincere to swear the testimony you give to the commission, this matter will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you, sir.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Hello, my name is Isaac Cochran. I live at 6925 Reedy Creek, Charlotte 28215. To begin with, I'd like to say thank you for everyone that's here. Thank you for taking time. The commission to hear our concerns and our statements. I would like to make a statement with regards to attendance from the neighborhoods and Bradfield Farms specifically. In our neighborhood, we try to be more than just simply neighbors. We get to know each other and always provide a smiling face and lend a hand when someone is in need. There are many families in our neighborhood that have expressed frustration with the proposed increase but could not be here due to National Night Out. National Night Out is a long-standing event over the past 20-plus years to bring together law enforcement and communities in a way that can strengthen relationships and build trust. Many of our most active community members and many other board members have committed to this long-standing tradition for many years, and it happens to fall on the same day as this hearing. I've been asked to express their voices tonight in opposition of these increases. I hope that you can understand that while this meeting is important to most, with conflicts of time, not as many could make it as would have liked. As a community of nearly 1,000 homes who regularly involve themselves in community activities and humanitarian efforts, having a minimum increase of $25 a month, that's, for instance, close to what my increase will be, on every home, that will take away a minimum of $25,000 a month that our community could use to improve itself and the city of Charlotte as a whole. I want to thank you for your time and consideration.
Questions for Mr. Cochran?
No.
Question by the commission. Thank you very much, Mr. Cochran. Appreciate you coming out. Do you have any other witness, Ms. Pope?
I see two people came in after we started. Would you like to
Sure. Thank you.
Ma'am, if you'll come right up to the witness stand. You'll place your left hand on the Bible, please, and raise your right hand. I swear you in. Be solemn and sincere. Swear the testimony you give to the commission be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
Please stay and spell your name.
My name is Shanine. It's spelled C-H-A-N-Y-N-E. And my last name is Cupel, C-U-P as in Peter, I-L.
Thank you. Thank you. What is your address?
My address is 12503 Cedar Post Lane, Charlotte 28215.
Ms. Cooper, you may be seated, Ms. Cooper, if you'd like.
Thank you.
What subdivision do you live in, Ms. Cooper?
We live in Brackville Farms in the Eagle Chase section.
Okay. Thank you. Please proceed.
Okay. Thank you. My husband Craig and I came tonight with concerns, as with most of our neighbors that are here, and we are aware of the National Night Out and why many others who would like to be here who could not, but we are in strong opposition about the rate increase. We are reasonable citizens, and we do understand that utilities have different things that they have to make repairs for and where there are increases that have to be made, but it's just that the increased amount is just so considerably high. And in listening to the gentleman when my husband and I walked in, and we do apologize for coming late, listening to him as a single person, my husband and I are a married couple, but it's going to be a significant hardship on us as well. Generally, when you see increases of this nature, it's usually a small increase. And as the gentleman mentioned, because we're just one subdivision, one neighborhood, one community, compared to if there were a significant impact to multiple communities within the city of Charlotte. I just wonder if maybe it might be more of an issue, but it just seems like because we're just one community, that maybe this is something that just hasn't been given the same level of attention. But we are a neighborhood where we do have good neighbors, and we try very hard to keep up our properties. And just, I personally just have not seen exactly what the purpose of the rate increase being as high as it is, being given adequate explanation so we can clearly as a community understand what that is. But most importantly, if a rate like this is so high and it forces neighbors out, it impacts Brackville Farms in a significant way. And I would really hate to see that. My husband and I moved to Brackville Farms, and we have thoroughly enjoyed the opportunity to live there, as with many of our neighbors. But I just wonder how many would really stay from a significant increase that way to the water. So I just wanted to make that something for the commission to please consider.
Any questions for Ms. Cooper?
Ms. Cooper, have you had any service-related problems?
We have had one service-related problem in the 8 years that we've been living in the community.
Okay. And how was that? Was that resolved favorably?
It was resolved. It was a backup issue. It wasn't pleasant, but it was resolved.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Questions by the commission? Mr. Brown.
Have you been to one of these proceedings before?
I have not been to a proceeding like this before with the commission, and I have not given testimony before, but I've been in similar scenarios as far as in support of our community for HOA meetings and things of that nature.
And I asked you that question because I'm not sure when you came in, but the public staff representative, Ms. Holt, indicated that she represents you, and she and both the company have said they would be here afterward to perhaps answer some of your questions about why the level of increase in wheelers dollars have gone.
Okay.
Do you understand that what is sought should be recovered is money that has already been spent by the utility?
No, I was not aware of that.
Other questions? Questions based on commission's questions. Right. Thank you very much, Ms. Cube. We appreciate you coming out this evening. Mm-hmm. If apparently that's all the witnesses that have been identified. Is there anyone else who wishes to testify who's not already spoken? Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming out. We appreciate your testimony. It's a very important part of the process that we understand the views of the customers. So we appreciate you taking the time to come out and appreciate that you live in communities that support public safety and National Night Out. If there's nothing further from either of the parties, we are adjourned.